Taking time to settle in and to form an intention for this period of practice that feels right for you. It could be as simple as to just be present, to let this moment be just as it is, without needing it to be other than it is. And settling into a posture of some comfort, recognizing that this meditation does not need to be practiced in a seated position, but can be done lying flat on the floor or even standing up, whatever is right for you. If you are seated, allowing yourself to take on an alert, dignified sitting posture. And whatever posture you choose, just allowing yourself to settle in. And if it's comfortable for you, just letting your eyes close gently, just making yourself as comfortable as best you can. Taking a few moments to settle your awareness on the movements of the breath and the sensations of breathing in the body. Noticing the air passing through the nostrils, back of the throat, chest and abdomen rising on the in-breath and falling back towards the spine on the out-breath. As you breathe in and as you breathe out. Letting go of any need to control the breath and simply noticing how your breath enters and leaves your body without any effort on your behalf. Letting the process of breathing unfold as you bear witness to each breath. Nothing to fix in this moment. Nothing to change in this moment. Nothing to achieve. Letting your experience be your experience. If you notice at any point your mind is no longer on the breath, gently congratulate yourself. This awareness is mindfulness itself. Thinking and mind wandering is just what our minds do. It's not a particular failing of any kind. You may wish to label the thoughts, thinking, and then gently but firmly ushering your attention back to the breath. With patience and kindness, reconnecting with present moment experience. Just gently riding the waves of the breath. Following the full in-breath and the full out-breath. Having now stabilized the mind on the breath, allow your attention to gradually expand outwards from the breath, sensing the movement of the breath throughout the entire body. While still aware in the background of the movements of the breath in the lungs or abdomen, holding in the foreground of your attention this wider, more spacious awareness of breathing throughout your entire body. And perhaps inviting into this wider sense of awareness a sense of any particular physical sensations that are present in your body as a whole. Perhaps noticing local patterns of touch or pressure where your body makes contact with your clothes or the chair. Perhaps noticing where your hands rest on your thighs or on each other. Or perhaps no sensation at all. Just tuning in to what is present, without needing to find anything in particular. As you are bringing gentle awareness to your breathing and your body, there's no need to go searching for any particular local sensations. Just letting your experience be your experience. and as best you can, bringing this attitude of allowing to any particular sensation that may arise that calls for your attention. Just observing any sensation that arises, bringing a sense of curiosity to your experience, as if it is the first time you have ever felt this sensation. Just noticing the quality of sensations. Noticing if the quality of sensation fluctuates. Does the intensity of the sensation ebb and flow? Do you notice any thoughts or emotions that seem attached to the sensation? And if thoughts or emotions do enter your experience, seeing if you can observe those too, as part of your awareness, but not necessarily as part of the sensation itself. And if now or at any point in this practice, you encounter an uncomfortable sensation, an itch or irritation in some form, or perhaps a sensation you experience on a daily basis, seeing if you can first simply allow space for any such experience to be in your field of awareness, noticing that you have a choice in how to respond to whatever arises. Perhaps choosing not to act on it, and to stay with the sensation long enough to let the initial urge to scratch or change position pass. And after a period of time of simply holding a particular sensation in awareness, you might choose to scratch an itch, readjust your position, or do whatever it is you need to do to be kind to your body in this moment. And if that's the case, bringing to this intention the same quality of awareness that you have been practicing. First, being aware of the intention to make the adjustment you have chosen, and then aware of that intention translating into some action or another, and then mindfully aware of any changes in the initial sensation, and then returning, always the opportunity to return. Again and again, to awareness of the breath and the experience of the breath throughout the body as a whole. Just resting in this wider space of awareness of the breath and body, holding it all with this sense of allowing whatever is present to be present, letting go of any need to control the breath or have your experience be other than it is. And when you are ready, expanding your awareness out even further and bringing your awareness to any sounds that may be present. Not straining or searching to hear anything in particular, just open and receptive to any sound that might arise and the spaces between sounds. If you notice that your mind has wandered, whether once, 100 or 1,000 times, this is no problem. This is just what minds do. In the noticing that your mind is no longer on sounds, this is the practice of mindfulness. To notice when the mind has wandered, to perhaps label it, thinking. And then as many times as you notice your mind has wandered, to patiently, gently, yet firmly, guide your awareness back, at this point, to the arising and passing away of sounds. And noticing if you find yourself attached or drawn to particular sounds, wanting them to last. And also perhaps aware of an aversion to other sounds, wanting them to go away so that perhaps you can experience silence. And just noticing these judgments and the separation of these judgments from the actual waves of sound itself. taking a moment to check back in with your posture and the body, noticing if you are slumping or leaning in a particular direction, or perhaps stiffening, and being mindful of choosing to adjust or not to adjust, and returning your awareness back to the patterns of sounds. And now, if you choose, letting sounds recede into the background of your awareness as you bring your attention to any thoughts that are floating through the mind space. Letting thoughts be as objects or events in awareness, secretions of the mind, with no substance, yet here. Featuring in the mind, watching as they arise, develop, and pass away, just as sounds arise, develop, and pass away. There's no need to control what thoughts might come up, or when they arise or pass away, just letting this too be a natural process. Just being attentive to the thoughts as they pass through awareness. If you find that you are no longer watching the thought, but have been carried away with perhaps a troubling thought that you are mulling over or elaborating on, or perhaps justifying your reaction to some event of the past, thinking about what you should have said or done, or perhaps getting lost in a wave of emotion that comes up with the thought. When you notice this quality of being hooked by a thought or a feeling, just noticing that, and perhaps anchoring yourself back with the breath for a time. And then, as you feel your mind anchored back in the present, touching back in with awareness of thoughts as they drift through awareness. It's as if you are a mountain. The sun rises and sets, but the mountain remains. Clouds come, rain lashes out at the mountain. The rain stops and the sun comes out. And the mountain remains just as it is. Lightning may strike the mountain, trees may fall, rocks may tumble, but the mountain remains. When you notice that you've been carried away by a thought or emotion or sensation, simply note that and bring yourself back to the stable mountain base that remains as seasons come and go. The storms of emotions and pain and thoughts come and go. The mountain simply observes and watches the thoughts and emotions and sensations pass by. To relax is to cease struggling with the present moment. To let go of the need to control or make things different from how they are. Acceptance is to ease into the flow of each moment, giving it space, observing what thoughts, feelings, emotions, and sounds are present. Letting go of resistance, and just being with whatever arises for as long as it arises, and then letting it fade. Now, intentionally inviting into your awareness some troubling situation, worry, or emotion, and noticing any feelings in the body that may arise as you consciously bring this difficulty to mind. Perhaps a tightness, a clenching feeling, tension, or some form of sensation. And whatever feeling or physical sensation in your body you notice arising, just mindfully resting your awareness with that feeling wherever the sensation is most prominent, and just breathing with that sensation. Breathing into that part of the body, ventilating it and giving it space on the in-breath, and breathing back out from it, softening, opening, and having a sense of letting go on the out-breath. If you are finding that no particular body sensation seems to be calling for your attention as you invite this difficulty to mind, experiment with any physical sensation that might be present, even if it has no particular emotional charge. Rather than pushing through this difficulty and enduring it, just experiment with touching into the physical sensations for perhaps only 2 or 3 breaths, pausing, and then just resting with your breathing for a moment before gently touching back in again. And if you notice your mind getting carried away in thinking about the difficulty, just noticing that and then gently ushering your attention back to the bodily sensation most closely associated with this trouble. Breathing with the sensation, giving it space, and as best you can, letting it be. Just staying with these sensations for as long as they have a strong pull on your attention. And if at any point it feels this is asking too much, that's okay too. Just return your awareness back to the breath and be kind to yourself. And then perhaps after a time you might choose to gently bring awareness back to the difficulty, breathing, pausing, touching into the difficulty as if touching a bubble with a feather, and then just staying a time and pausing and returning back to the breath. And if, as you hold in awareness the sensations and the sense of breathing with the sensations, you notice that the pull of the sensations on your attention seems to have eased, just returning awareness back fully to the breath, aware of the sensation of breathing as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And now, as we come to the end of this practice, returning your awareness to the movements of the breath, aware perhaps of any thoughts or judgments that might arise in knowing that this practice is coming to an end, perhaps relief or disappointment, or maybe a sense of failure as if there is a right or a wrong way to do this practice. Perhaps also a sense that there is an ability within you to observe whatever is happening in this moment as clearly and with as much kindness as you can, to touch in with that and then also to keep going forward, without holding on and getting dragged around by the difficult thoughts, emotions, experiences. So now, simply noting what is going through your mind as you become aware that you are nearing the end of the sitting, and let those thoughts or emotions float on by as if there are clouds passing across the sky and you are the mountain, sitting and remaining. And as you are ready, and there's no rush, just beginning to slowly bring your awareness back to the room, and as it feels comfortable, just letting your eyes open.